Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Reading the seconds instead of the minutes here, folks. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. And Rick is one of our top change experts. Rick, give us the website. Tell us how we can find you and all your books.
Okay. It's www.rickmaurer.com. And Maurer is spelled M-A-U-R-E-R.
All right, so check it out, folks, and they can find out all the things that you do there and all the great work you're doing with other organizations, and it's important work, folks, as you can tell from what Rick has to say. In the previous segment, Rick, you were just explaining how Mayor Rahm Emanuel of Chicago basically in the last couple of months gave a clinic on how not to affect change. So if you were his chief of staff, say, 3 months ago, and you knew this teacher thing was coming to a head, and you were kind of the visioning guy for him. You were thinking, okay, we need to solve this problem, but we also need to make sure we do it so that you can springboard off of this success story into another one. Build some political capital. Let's not spend any that we don't have. What would you have told him to do? How would you have told him to start this thing?
Yeah. Well, I would have started as early as I could. So if 3 months is the earliest I could have done it, great. But if I could have done it the day he took office, I would have done it.
Okay. All right.
And I would say, all right, who are the key people you're going to have good relationship with, in the city? And one is going to be the head of the teachers' union.
Mm-hmm.
And to say, all right, you need to build a good working relationship
right.
with her.
Right.
So start small, invite her for coffee, get acquainted. Do not use profanity.
Right.
And start listening.
You know, even women who use profanity don't like it when men do it in front of them.
Well, it wasn't using it in front of them. It was used directed at her.
So
the story goes.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's even worse than...
Oh.
At least that's the way the story gets...
Yeah, that's not good. So he should have called her up and said, Karen, let's have lunch. And they get together and he says, look... You guys got a contract coming up in 6 months. What can we do to work together to make sure that we both come out of this looking like heroes?
That would be a good thing. Or I would say the first lunch is just have lunch. I mean,
yeah.
Good salespeople know. This is really good
mm-hmm.
sales stuff. You build the relationship first
yeah.
before you ask for
something. So maybe what I said should be the third lunch. Yeah,
and also in between, you may start to see places where you and she agree.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you could work together on right now that will not come up in the contract negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts to build a relationship, and it starts to build that there's a good faith.
So if we're turning this back on, this advice back on ourselves and our own operations, if we've got something we want to change, we shouldn't just walk out and announce the change. We shouldn't just walk out and announce that we're going to work on change. We should maybe start having a group of maybe having some meetings or start talking about things, getting them to open up a little bit, and then work work your change agenda into these conversations.
Well, yeah, but find things that become their change agenda, too, because my hunch
yeah.
is that if you went out on the floor or to your drivers, you're going to find things that frustrate them
right.
that basically are having an impact on the customer, stuff that you could work together on right now.
Well, let those things inform your agenda.
Yes, and like a friend of mine says, it's like putting money in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing in this case is putting money in your bank account and theirs. I mean, things are better for everybody. Then, when you've got something to announce, people are more likely to at least be receptive and not be as combative.
And there's also probably, if your organization is any size at all, there probably also are influencers in the organization. Make sure they're on your side, right?
Oh, They are vital.
Like the head of the teachers union.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And sometimes it'll be clear by their position that they're vital. Sometimes it's just by the force of who they are. That if you go to Mary, you're going to have five other people who are going to be with you.
Mm-hmm. Centers of in the business world, we call them centers of influence.
Yep.
Yeah. Rick, well done. Good job today. Thanks for helping us with this. I feel a lot smarter already. Thanks for being here. Rick Maurer.
You're welcome.
Rick Maurer, folks. RickMaurer.com. That R is it sounds like a W. It's actually an R. Maurer. RickMaurer.com. So check that out. And he'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.